Proclamation number 7405, dated the September 5th, 1959. Announcement of a star. What you are given through the Spirit can be unreservedly accepted by you. And thus you shall know that Earth's approaching end is already becoming apparent in the universe. The cosmic changes are taking place, because it is God's will that at the conclusion of an Earth period all kinds of signs shall become obvious which cannot be explained by the human being as natural phenomena, which shall prove a creator's power to him and which thus most clearly point to such a creator. And these cosmic changes mostly concern the deviations of stars from their normal course, which assume different orbits, and such processes are and will remain inexplicable to people and yet cannot be denied. The closer the end is approaching, the more frequently will people detect such phenomena, at first barely perceptible but with rising prominence, so that people can truly say, the powers of the heavens are being shaken. Single quote, it won't be related to human will, it shall be entirely an expression of God's will, and therefore all people could believe in God if only they would attentively observe such unusual phenomena. But anyone unwilling to believe cannot be more plainly convinced either that a God and Creator exists whom all elements in nature have to obey. However, anyone who pays attention to him will also know what hour has struck. And thus a star will leave its usual orbit and move towards the Earth. This star takes its course independent from people's will and poses a grave threat to them, yet its path will not be restrained, because Earth must endure a tremor for the sake of humanity's detriment as well as its benefit. For many people will thereby lose their lives, as it was proclaimed long in advance. And the Earth will suffer an impact. The danger to the entire planet will be inconceivable, yet this natural catastrophe will not result in total destruction but nevertheless be on such an unimaginable scale that it will already be the end for untold people. Yet those who survive will approach the final end soon afterwards, an act of destruction brought about by human will, which certainly will be permitted by God but is not his will, whereas the former cosmic catastrophe still had a redemptive purpose by even now giving unbelievers a final indication of a power which controls everything and that nothing happens by chance. They shall still be given a means of rescue, a final means of attaining faith as not to go astray. Through this event God himself speaks to people who disregard his gentle voice, but his loud voice often resounds painfully and thus will claim many victims, that is, many will find their death, but they nevertheless will still have the opportunity in the kingdom of the beyond to catch up with what they had neglected to do on earth. Yet many will also have the grace of surviving the final short period until the end, and then their will to believe is once again decisive, for the unbelievers will not derive any benefit from their experience. And in the end they will only reap the fate of a new banishment, from which God in his love would like to protect people. And this is why he admonishes and warns people in advance and draws their attention to all phenomena in the last days. And blessed is he who believes and lives his life accordingly on earth. He will be led through all difficulties, and whatever happens to him will be beneficial for his soul and his maturing on this earth. Amen.